about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess one of my bosses has been hearing some good feedback on my show. And I am just as shocked as he was. And so apparently some of you must be sending emails or good notes to somebody out there. And, man, thank you. Thank you. I can't believe it. You know, I just sit here and talk, and I'm sure I'm upsetting some people, you know, when it comes to my views on Obamacare. But the fact that some of you actually like my show and are telling my boss, thank you. Oh, I'm just shocked. Okay, now, I still would like to be nominated for an Oscar at some point in my life. I mean, I'm not being greedy, right, or unthankful by any means, or ungrateful. But, you know, I mean, I look at all these people that are up for, you know, best picture and best actor and best actress. Radio hosts, you know, because they're not in a movie, they don't get to go to the Oscars and they don't get to dress up, you know, and try to look all sexy and act all surprised that, you know, they were nominated or that they win. You know, have I ever practiced, you know, Dr. Dahlia wins an Oscar speech? Oh, absolutely. I have the speech memorized, and it is right under the, I think it's a 2-minute mark that you're allowed. But at the end of my Oscar speech, as the music comes in, I start to sing with the music. I'm joking. I wouldn't do that. Every time my husband passes by the shower when I practice this, he's like, no. Don't be breaking out into a bye. No, don't be breaking out into that. All right. But anyway, yes, absolutely. I was supposed to, you know, ever since I was little, I was supposed to be in the movies. That was just my destiny. And I know some of you are like, really, we got to listen to our fantasies? I'm not going into any of our Return of the Jedi bedroom fantasies. I'm talking about my own personal fantasies. No, I'm not into Jabba the Hutt. I'm supposed to wear the Princess Leia outfit. Okay, story for a different day. But anyway, yes, I mean, come on. We've all fantasized about, you know, winning the Super Bowl, making the winning touchdown. I don't know what else guys fantasize about. Do guys fantasize about? I'm sure they do. You know, being a rock star. I know my sons do that. They're in the shower, especially the younger one. You know, he, you know, acts like he's, you know, singing a song, and all the girls are like, yay! Yay! You know, and I'm like, you know, can you please get out of the shower? It's my turn because I need to practice my Oscar speech. They don't shower in their own bathroom. They use ours, and it's kind of ridiculous because they're mine. Anyway, so who is up for this year's Best Picture? Beasts of the Southern Wild. And again, I apologize if I've never seen these movies. You know, I still have to see Lincoln and Les Mis. And Argo. We just don't have time. I gotta make time. But anyway, Argo, Django Unchained, Armor, Life of Pi, Les Miserables, Lincoln, Zero Dark Thirty, and Silver Linings Playbook. I can't believe those are all those movies. Didn't they just used to have four? Yeah. Okay. Best Director: David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook, Ang Lee for Life of Pi. Again, I took so much mathematics in college. I really didn't want to see a movie about math. I'm sure it has to, or a dessert. Okay. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, Michael Haneke for Amour, and Ben Zietlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild. Again, I apologize. None of you guys hire me, so if I can't pronounce your name, what do you expect? Best Actor, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln. I really got to see that. Denzel Washington for Flight. I heard this is good. This is where Denzel Washington lands a plane, like, upside down, but then they call him a drunk. Something like that. It's supposed to be good. Hugh Jackman, Les Mis. Honestly, Hugh Jackman, all he could do is stand there in a silent film. I'd vote for him. Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook, Joaquin Phoenix for The Master. Now, Best Actress. No Dr. Dahlia on this one. Naomi Watts for The Impossible. Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty. Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbooks. Emmanuel Riva, Amour. And then, Quivenzé Wallace for Beasts of the Southern Wild. I think she's only 9 years old. This girl's a cutie. Supporting actor, you got Philip Seymour Hoffman, Christoph Waltz, Robert De Niro, Alan Arkin, and Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln. Best Supporting Actress, Sally Field, Jackie Weaver, Amy Adams, Helen Hunt. Now, the best foreign language film, most of us don't watch foreign language films. Let me see, best film editing. See, you know, okay, listen, all these jobs are crucial. Okay, I understand show business. I understand anywhere from the dolly grip to the scout to the gopher to the film editor, cinematography, costumes. It's all crucial. But I really feel bad for these people because when we're watching the Oscars, you know, they come up and best film editing. And you're like, man, I could sit there with my software and cut this stuff out. It's important. It really is. Animated short film, I guess Fresh Guacamole, I didn't see that one, sorry. Sound mixing, sound editing, these are important. But you all sit there during the Oscars, I've done it too, and want to fast forward because you want to see who wins the movie. Oh, now The Hobbit actually snuck in under this race for visual effects. But I don't think The Hobbit really got that much. Remember The Lord of the Rings? Boy, they just kept hammering all these awards. Although, really, I think Viggo Mortensen should have won. He's just sexy. I know he's a liberal, but he's sexy. I mean, makeup and hairstyling, The Hobbit got one. Okay, you know what? I always like to look at the cartoons. Okay, so the cartoons, Wreck-It Ralph didn't see, Pirates, Band of Misfits didn't see, Paranormal, Frankenweenie, and Brave. I think we had a sad year with our cartoons. We really need to throw in another Shrek. You really can't go wrong with the Shrek, especially with the little gatito, Puss in Boots. All right, so those are your Oscar nominees. Again, I apologize if none of you were listed, and you should have been. Personally, I really think they need a radio Oscars because then I get to dress up. I you guys never get to see me all dressed up and looking all sexy. Okay, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. Prescription drugs with these mass shooters. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow me on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we're going to be talking about in just a minute some of the prescription medications that were found in the homes of mass shooters. And while we're trying to determine what could have happened with Adam Lanza and James Holmes, it brings light to the mental health situation, in addition to the controversy that the Congress has taken on now, weapons bans and assaults, etc. You know, what should we be doing about these medications that some of these people could be taking? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how hearing has been restored in mice, deaf mice. This is some pretty cool stuff. Also, I guess they say that IUDs may be the best for heavy menstrual bleeding. I mean, personally, I would think a tampon would be more absorbent, but if they think a little IUD sticking in there will work, great. So we're going to talk about that. Very, obviously, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DAHLIA. Doc Dolly 1877 D-O-C D-A-L-I. All right, so I was on the John Phillips show on KABC early this morning, and he was asking me about, you know, what are we doing about the medications that many of our Americans are taking, and it looks like many of our mass shooters are taking. Now, this is a very, very interesting article that came out from WND Commentary. Now, what it had done is it had looked at some of the quote-unquote psychiatric medications that people in the past who decided to go on a shooting rampage were taking. For example, they say here that Columbine mass killer Eric Harris was taking Luvox. Now, Luvox is an SSRI. It's a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor like Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Effexor. Well, Effexor is an SNRI, but still, Luvox, it's, you know, prescribed. I don't think it's as prescribed as commonly as the other ones, but it's in that same class. It's in the SSRIs. And they say that he, Eric Harris, and a fellow student, Dylan Klebold, had gone on the shooting rampage in 1999, killing 12 students and a teenager, wounding 24 others before turning their guns on themselves. Now, Luvox manufacturer, according to this article, Solvay Pharmaceuticals, concedes that during short-term clinical trials, 4% of children and youth taking that medication developed mania. Now, mania is an act of, like, extreme excitement. You go on shopping sprees when you're manic, sexual sprees. You could have fits of violence and anger. And this was noted by the pharmaceutical as a side effect of the medication with the Columbine mass shooter. Stockton, California shooter back in 1989, Patrick Purdy had gone on a schoolyard shooting rampage. This is, I guess, what started the legislative discussion about semi-automatic assault weapons, because he had murdered 5 children, wounded 30. They say he was taking the antipsychotic drug Thorazine and amitriptyline, an antidepressant. Amitriptyline was very commonly used in the 80s. Kip Kinkle had murdered his parents in 1998, went to school the next day, opened fire on classmates, killing 2. They say he was on Prozac and Ritalin. Another shooting rampage that happened in 1988, Lori Dan, occurring in Illinois. She was on Anafrinil, which is an antidepressant, and lithium. Lithium used to treat mania. Let me see if there's another case now. John Hinckley. John Hinckley Jr. was 25 years old when he tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan. All right. He did wound Ronald Reagan as well as Press Secretary James Brady, Secret Service agent, policeman, etc. He took 4 Valium. According to this report, 4 Valium 2 hours before the shooting. How do you stay awake? How do you stay awake after 4 Valium? And what blows my mind with this is Valium is supposed to be sedating. It's supposed to be calming. Now, somebody could say, well, thank heavens that's what he did, because then he couldn't have shot, you know, to kill. But I think 7 bullets were fired at Ronald Reagan, one of which, I think it was the 6th bullet that got into his lung. Andrea Yates, she's the one that drowned all 5 of her children. She was on the antidepressant Effexor. Now, before we start going, oh, my mother's taking that medicine, or my brother's taking that medicine, or my husband, everybody calm down for a second here, okay? If you take a look at anybody's medicine cabinet after the fact, if you decide to go home, or let's say you decide to ask your child's kindergarten teacher to open up her medicine cabinet, I'm going to probably say most likely she's got a couple pharmaceuticals in her medicine cabinet. So we need to be extremely careful with going back, looking at the medications of these mass shooters, and then I'm going, okay, wait a second. Oh, no, these medications could cause them to, you know, become manic and start shooting, because, you know, these are some of the most widely prescribed drugs. You know, I mean, how many people do you know take a Valium or take a Xanax, take an antidepressant? I mean, come on. And so, you know, yeah, I'm sure of it that Adam Lanza and James Holmes and Jared Loughner had some medication in their cupboard. And I think that's something that they're discussing now. I think during the Aurora, Colorado shooting, they are now saying that there were multiple prescription pill bottles in James Holmes' apartment. They are not revealing what medicines he was on. Now, it is important. Okay, I'm not saying we blow this off. Okay, whenever somebody decides to go on a shooting rampage, absolutely we need to know what they were taking. I mean, I don't give a damn about medical privacy when it comes to a mass murder. I mean, we need to figure out what the heck is going on, and could a possible side effect to these medication throw somebody over the edge? But what we need to look at when we look at what these medications are, you know, with these mass shooters is, were they the appropriate medicine to treat these people? All right. Now, I believe Jared Loughner, they were saying he was schizophrenic. Now, I'm going to tell you, most of my schizophrenic patients that I've seen, they aren't violent. They aren't. Okay. So was it the medication? Was it the fact he had schizophrenia? Or is there something else that we're just not diagnosing in these people? I mean, did it ever occur to you that just because it's 2013 that we don't know all the diagnoses out there that we should? You know, we think we know bipolar and bipolar type 1 and bipolar type 2, and we got diabetes type 1 and diabetes type 2, and we have now some new subsets that we're, you know, seeing, and we have our hypertriglyceridemia and our familial hyperlipidemia. I mean, we're doing pretty good. I mean, we're pretty smart. I feel pretty smart, but I will never, never be convinced that I know every single disease and diagnosis that is out there, and I don't think we do. And what if there is some sort of psychiatric diagnosis where you have somebody, I mean, we can't call it screw loose, but somebody who will just completely flip and decide to kill people. Just flip. I mean, look at the brain. How does the human brain work? I mean, how does the human brain love? How does the human brain have anger? How does the human brain make you feel sad? I mean, look at all the different emotions you could have. And it just blows my mind that it's working correctly. You know, somebody who was getting a heart transplant had asked, well, if you change my heart, I'm good. I mean, you're taking, you know, you're taking out my heart. How are you the same when you take out my heart and put in somebody else's, you know, when we have a heart transplant? Well, because of course the emotions come from the brain. So you have such a multifaceted billions of neurons and operations going on with the brain. And you almost wonder, it's almost too easy for somebody to snap, which is why I keep telling you all, I assume that anybody could snap at any single time. We're animals. We're in the animal kingdom. Yes, we get dressed. Yes, some of us wipe with toilet paper. Yes, we are a little bit more advanced than the average animal, but we're still animals. And it's very easy for us to snap. You know, even my kitty cat, one of the kitty cats that I have, one of the most lovable kitty cats, you know, always wants little kissy, always wants rub tummy, sticks her little tushy up in the air because she wants us to, you know, scratch her back thigh and let her tail get all, you know, like when you get goosebumps, you know, she just does, you know, she just, that's just what she likes to do. Well, the other day, you know, she hops up on the bed, and I figure, you know, she wants a little rub tummy, and she starts to hiss. I'm like, what the hell is your problem? They're animals. They change on you. They turn on you. All right? Humans can do the same thing. So what's going to happen is, and I'm hoping soon, because I'm extremely interested, certain medications that Adam Lanza, apparently a neighbor had said Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook shooter, had been taking medications, and she knew he was medicated. I think she had been tutoring him, but she doesn't know what medications. So pretty soon that's going to be revealed, the medications, the James Holmes medication, the Aurora, Colorado shooter. We're going to hear what those medications are. But we need to be extremely careful, because my guess is they're on a medication that is so dang common that we're going to have a mass scare. And what do we do? And I think, again, we need to address the problem where it needs to be addressed. Do we have enough mental health providers? And are people with schizophrenia, bipolar, whatever, being treated right? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, we are still booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise. Make sure to check that out. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Check that out. We are booking, and I love the response. I can't wait to meet you guys. Oh, my gosh. We are going to have such a blast, and I love the fact that I'm hearing from all of you. I understand we had to kind of wait, you know, to, get through the holidays. I get that. But now, I mean, it's full steam ahead, making sure we set up the most phenomenal trip for y'all this summer. And Alaska is exquisite. Okay. Really quickly here, a study had come out this week discussing how if you're bilingual and you've been speaking two languages from a very early age, it pretty much keeps your brain in good shape as you go into your senior years. But the trick is you had to have been bilingual since childhood. Now, personally, as far as I'm concerned, anytime you guys want to start learning another language, why not? I mean, honestly, why not? I think it helps keep the brain active. It's always good to know another language. I mean, I've always wanted to learn French. I mean, I know Spanish enough, you know, muy bien hecho. I know that. Très bien, I would really love to learn French because I think you sound sexy when you speak French. And I'd love to one day go to France. I've never been to Europe. Yeah, I know. I really should have married a sugar daddy, honestly. I should have, you know. But doctors make money. You've heard of Obamacare, right? Yeah. No, I am in no financial position to go to Europe, like some of my colleagues get to. But I would love to one day go to Europe. But I want to know some Italian, and I want to know some French. I can handle Spain because I can speak Spanish. Portuguese, though, it's funny. I always thought, Portuguese would be a piece of cake because I speak Spanish. Now you got to put a little work into it. But it's very, very important to, keep your mind busy. Now, the reason why I'm not as excited about this study, you know, where they looked at healthy adults ages 60 to 68 who were bilingual or just monolingual, had their brain scanned with a functional MRI, had to do some tasks, and then they could see that the bilingual seniors use their brains more efficiently than monolingual seniors. The reason why, you know, I'm not as giddy about this article, because you all know, you know, I get all giddy about certain articles that we come by. I mean, trust me, you know, with all the boring stuff I have to read, I'll get giddy over something exciting. But my grandmother had spoken four languages. You know, she could speak German, she could speak Austrian, she could speak Hebrew, and she could speak American English. And she still suffered from dementia, very bad dementia. So she could speak, she learned German and Austrian ever since she was a kid. She learned her English and her Hebrew later. Still had severe multi-infarct dementia. Of course, she had high cholesterol. She had diabetes, high blood pressure. But she was always very slim, always very active. You know, it's just bad genes. So I don't want you to think just because you're bilingual, you're in the clear. I mean, trust me, I don't think I'm in the clear. I mean, what blows my mind is, you know, I'm 41, 41 and a half. I better stop doing that because, you know, by the time I'm 45, I'm going to try to lie and say I'm in my 30s. But anyway, I'm okay with it, right? I mean, you all know because, you know everything that happens to me. All right, period's coming next week, by the way. Anyway, for me, I'm 41 and I already notice that I'll have my brain farts if I had to go to medical school now, I don't know if I would do as well. And that's kind of shocking because I'm a doctor and I remember all sorts of medications. I know the brand name, I know the generic name, I know the dosing, I know all that by heart. But it's the relearning or the learning something new. You know, now I think I'm still good and I'm with it, but I see the difference. I mean, I'll go to a grocery store and I'll be like, oh my gosh, really? I forgot the tuna fish again. And it bothers me that as we age, we already see minor memory loss. Now, we know memory loss starts to occur when you're in your 40s. So does your vision changes. I'm already needing the reading glasses. Your bowels change. Your metabolism changes. You know, to me, 40 is the new 20. But boy, I have never felt more aged than I do as I started this decade. Now, is it psychological? Is it because, you're in your 40s, so I feel older? No, my knees just seem to hurt more. I mean, things just, maybe I'm just complaining more. But I just don't like the changes that I'm seeing. I know I'm supposed to age gracefully, but remember, I was always very spunky. I was always very energetic. I always spoke quickly. I always spoke loud. That's not going to change. All right. So anyway, think about being bilingual or make sure you teach your kids another language. I don't care what language it is, Mandarin, whatever. I don't think they care. All right. What do we want to talk about now? Let's talk about these mice with no hearing. Okay. So basically, researchers in Boston were able to partially restore the hearing of mice that had noise-induced deafness by regenerating damaged sound-sensing hair cells in the inner ear. All right. So cool. Okay. Do I have to go more into this? I think the article is going to be boring. I don't want to go into a boring article. Team of researchers by Dr. Edge of Harvard Medical School of Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary, better known as the Hummusumma, manipulated a cellular. Oh my gosh, that's the problem. You know, I could get through the Oscars and talk about that. Now I got to talk about the Eye and Ear Infirmary. Well, what did they do? They manipulated a cellular pathway that controlled the hair cells known as the notch pathway. No, not the crotch pathway, the notch pathway. They found that new hair cells formed after stem cells in the inner ear of mice were treated with a drug that blocks the pathway. Now, for those of you who are salivating at this article, you could find it in the journal... The journal Neuron. I'm sorry. It's a good read. A good journal. But the journal is called Neuron. Again, just, you know, go slow. We don't want you to hurt yourselves as it flies off the shelves. All right. Sorry. So apparently we showed, I don't want to take credit for this because this is so boring. You know, if I did a study, it would be really exciting. Honestly, I'm going to do a study one day, and it is going to be something really, really cool. All right, I haven't thought of it yet. Like, I would love to find a cure for breast below the waist syndrome, which some of us, I'm not going to mention any names, you know, have been suffering ever since I gave birth to two kids and breastfed them. But that would be a cool study. That's what I'm going to do. Like helium, inject maybe helium in the breast. That would be a cool study. Okay, so what did Dr. Edge do? He goes, we show that hair cells can be regenerated from the surrounding cells of the cochlea. Ooh. Now, he said this in a journal news release. I'm sure there were multiple microphones and reporters there. The new hair cell generation results in a recovery of hearing in the region of the cochlea where the new hair cells appear. That's not even a full set. Oh, there's the, okay, I found the verb. New hair cell generation, that's the noun, results, that's a verb, in a recovery, which I think is a participle, of hearing, I think maybe another noun, in the region. Okay, we're kind of getting to the motive here of the cochlea. We're climaxing with the cochlea where the new hair cells appear. All right, the study's author conclude that the treatment holds promise for people with noise-induced deafness. How many of us listen to Def Leppard at the highest possible volume that we could, or Rush, or who's the one? People. That I love that group, Depeche Mode. I mean, we would be just, you know. My ears, I am part deaf. I have a significant hearing problem, but it's not a problem for me when I'm in a room like a studio because all I have to do is listen to myself. You're all the ones that have to listen to me. I just have to listen to myself. I don't have to listen to anybody else unless I call it. But if I'm around a bunch of people like in a classroom or a cocktail party effect, they call it, where there's a bunch of people around you talking, I can't understand a word anyone's saying to me. I can't, right? Okay, so that's why I just kept saying no in college, because I figured anybody talking to me was asking me to go to bed with them, and I didn't want, you know how when you can't hear anything, you always go, yeah, you know, because like you want to pretend you're agreeing with them. I had to learn very quickly that when I said, yeah, somebody had asked me to, you know, sleep with them. So now it's like, no. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I mean, many of us have just been horrified by what's been happening with this flu season. We're seeing pictures of kids and teenagers, healthy-looking kids and teenagers who are dying from the flu. I mean, this is a very nasty flu season, and it's concerning a lot of us. Apparently, Google's data shows that this year's flu season is the worst in a long time. Apparently, Google has gotten involved. I don't really know. I'd love to meet Mr. Google. He has predicted that the severity of the annual plague based on the increase of flu-related search terms. Is that really scientific? Where you go online and, I mean, think about it. Okay, so if you decide to search the flu, and does that mean your family has been hit by the flu? I don't know. What do you guys think? So anyway, according to their data, this looks like one of the busier flu seasons. Okay, well, you know, I mean, I get that. I mean, I'm just seeing it as a doctor. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to agree that yes, absolutely. This is probably one of the worst flu seasons we have seen. It just, what blows our mind is when you see these young kids that aren't sickly kids die of the flu. Now, the flu shot, of course, many people have had concerns over the flu shot, and I am hoping that I've already, you know, quelled most of your fears about it. You can't get the flu from the flu shot. The flu shot is a killed vaccine. We talked about that many times before. Basically, it kind of has the viral coat, right, but none of the real pathogenic inside. So when they inject you with the killed virus, you know, basically it's viral skeleton or viral coat, your body will mount an immune response and hopefully then fight the real thing when it sees the real virus. All right. We have the nasal flu shot, which is a live attenuated. That's a much weakened version of the flu. I really don't see people get the flu from that either. It's a weaker version such that you can learn to fight the nastier flu by being able to deal with the weaker flu version. Now, those of you that claim, you know, Dr. Dahlia, I always get sick when I get the flu shot. I never want to get the flu shot because it gives me the flu. What I think is happening there is either A, by the time you got the flu shot, you were already infected with the flu. So in the next few days, you start getting the flu because coincidentally, you got infected to the flu. B, when you get a flu shot, your body reacts to the preservatives in it. All right. Or as your body is starting to mount the immune response to learn the viral coat, you feel sick. You know, many people, they do feel sick and achy when they get a vaccine because of all your inflammatory components starting to work. So that could be another issue. So, you know, when somebody says, don't give me the flu shot because I get sick when I get it, I don't like the way I feel, I'm okay with that. You know, even though I try to reconfirm to them that this is not giving you the flu because it's a killed vaccine. I mean, they aren't lying to me. I mean, if they get sick and they don't feel well getting the flu shot, I mean, I'm not going to push it. But we do have to realize flu kills. So if you can get the flu shot, do it. Don't try to come up with ideas. Now, this was a very interesting story. I was discussing this on Andy Dean, America Now, his show on XM, I believe, XM 166 as well. Well, there's a boy, Jeremy Pereira. He's a four-year-old boy in New Jersey who is not allowed to go back to school because his parents will not give him the flu shot. Now, of course, many people are like, okay, I don't understand these parents. Why would they not give him the flu shot? Flu is deadly. Give him the flu shot. Quit being wussies. Well, from what I understand, the kid has an allergy to egg. Now, many of these flu shots are cultivated in egg embryos. So if you have an egg allergy, we don't usually give you the flu shot. Now, yes, there are certain shots that are composed with non-egg or cultivated without the use of an egg. Most health departments will have some batches for those of you who have egg allergies. But where the controversy lies is New Jersey state law requires that all children between 6 months and 5 years old get the flu vaccine if they're going to attend daycare, preschool, or pre-kindergarten. Now, there was a lot of parental protests in 2008, but New Jersey still is the first state in the country requiring annual flu vaccines for young children and school eligible. Now, from what I understand, if you have any medical exemptions or religious exemptions, then you have a written statement from a licensed physician indicating there's a contraindication for you taking it. You could then take that note to the school and you should be good. Well, apparently the parents said they did get a note from the physician, but the doctor only said the boy has an egg allergy. The doctor did not say he's allergic to flu vaccine. Now, why would the doctor do that? Some of you have been saying, you know, okay, really? You know, does the doctor really have to, you know, count hairs? If the parents don't want to give the child the vaccine, the kid has an egg allergy, just write the note and let this be done. But remember, doctors are liable for everything. You can't just write a blanket note anymore as a doctor and think nothing's going to happen to you. So if this doctor says the kid can't get the flu vaccine when technically the child could probably get a non-egg batch flu vaccine, let's say, and then this child causes some sort of an outbreak, which you'd kind of think would be unlikely in the classroom if all the other kids are vaccinated, but still, this doctor's liable. So what the doctor did is what he had to do to protect his butt. He just wrote what was the absolute truth. Parents are telling the doctor the kid is allergic to egg. Kid has an egg allergy, period. That's all he's going to write. He's not going to say no flu shot for the child. Because what if the child gets a flu, dies, doctor's going to be liable. So, you know, doctors are in this predicament where what do they do? So now the parents, they can't send their kid to pre-K because the kid's not getting a flu shot. Should the kid get the flu shot? Should he not? Now, what the option that was offered to the parents is the doctor said, well, why don't we give the kid the shot anyway? The one that has the, you know, that was cultivated in the egg embryos, okay, chick embryos. We'll give them the shot. We'll wait a half hour, 45 minutes, and watch and see what happens. This is called a challenge. We call it a challenge. Being a mom myself, you know, Andy Dean and I kind of almost disagreed. I mean, Andy Dean was like, look, you know, people are dying from the flu. Everybody should get vaccinated. And I get that. But being a parent, if your child has an allergy, right, and remember, okay, the allergies can worsen each time you get exposed. Like, for example, most people don't die of a bee sting the first shot, but subsequent bee stings can kill you. So if somebody told me, look, I know your kid is allergic. Why don't you just let us give him the shot? I'm sure we have some epinephrine here. I could call 911 if anything goes wrong. Why don't we challenge him? I would probably respectfully decline. So I can understand where these parents are. You know, are shots and injections 100% safe? No. Are they overall safe? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the flu shot is safe. I have no problem giving the flu shot to my patients. If I did not think the flu shot was safe, my patients would not get it. All right? My family got it, and I would, and I only wanted to make sure that my patients got it, knowing that it was safe, you know, and I was able to determine, you know, based on, you know, one of my kids, his arm was a little sore. So I, not that I'm using my kids as guinea pigs, but I mean, I would not do anything to a patient that I would not be comfortable doing to my own family. Absolutely. No. So, I'm very, very comfortable with the flu shot. Was there a case where I believe three people died in Israel from one batch of a lot of flu shots years ago? Yeah. Yeah, there was some bad batch. It didn't really make the news because it would have caused widespread panic, and we didn't hear of anybody else dying. But there was a bad batch, killed three people. You know, so we shouldn't be naive. Yes, there can be that one in a million chance of something going wrong. So if the parents don't want to, you know, give their egg allergic kid the flu shot, I really don't think we need to panic that much, because the doctor could always give the child Tamiflu as soon as he gets sick. And if everybody else is vaccinated, it's unlikely this kid would make the other people sick. But we do have a very scary flu outbreak. So if you can get the shot, I do urge you to do it. All right, guys, don't go away. Another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hey. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.